North Carolina will start sending out absentee mail ballots tomorrow for the November election, the first state to do so. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, elections officials are expecting a surge of mail voting. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
4 years ago, about 21,000 voters in North Carolina cast mail ballots for the presidential election. With 2 months before the 2020 election, 618,000 people have requested mail ballots, says the state's elections director, Karen Brinson Bell.
This is unprecedented, the number of absentee by mail requests that we have received.
She says for voters to be patient, that it could take several weeks to get your mail ballot.
It's going to be a rolling process, as it will be through the entire election. So be mindful. If you do not receive your ballot immediately, you will. And we will have those to you by the end of the month.
In a typical year, about 4 to 5% of people vote by mail.
And this year, we expect to see 30 to 40% of those ballots cast in absentee by mail.
The surge in mail voting across the nation has led President Trump to make unsubstantiated claims about mail voting being fraudulent. In Wilmington on Wednesday, Trump suggested that people should vote by mail and then vote again in person as a test. That led the State Board of Elections to tell voters on Thursday that it's a Class 1 felony for someone to vote twice during the same election. White House spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany clarified the president's remarks, saying the president was wanting voters to check and see if their mail ballot had been counted, and if not, to vote in person. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.